This is Mike Simons with KSTK, and in the studio this morning I have with me Kim Kalkenny from the Petersburg Mental Health Services and Desiree Shepler with Alaska Island Community Services. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You're here to share some information that you have on your Strategic Prevention Framework State Incentive Grant. Can you tell us what kind of information you've been generating and what type of audience you're trying to target?
Sure. We are one of six grantees for this particular grant, and the focus is on underage drinking and adult heavy and binge drinking, ages 21 to 44. We have partnered between the two communities, and from this partnership, we've developed a super coalition, and that is the driving force of this grant. This last year, Desiree, we spent a lot of time collecting lots of numbers. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. So we completed step one in this past year and did a year-long needs assessment. We asked questions of adults in the community as well as youth in the community, came up with a bunch of information and brought that information to our super coalition. And basically what we found is that here in Wrangell as well as in Petersburg, our communities are very similar when we look at things like perceptions of alcohol use, consumption, and accessing youth alcohol. Specifically, when we brought the information to our super coalition, what we focused on as our priority consequences are essentially prevention of youth alcohol consumption. We know that youth are getting alcohol through social sources, so they're sneaking and stealing alcohol. They're getting it from older aged friends. And unfortunately, in both of our communities, we know that older age men providing to younger girls is actually an issue of concern. And then when we look at adult alcohol use, what we know is that in both of our communities, alcohol-related domestic violence is a major consequence. In the communities of Wrangell and Petersburg, we've been able to identify that really adults have a hard time identifying what heavy and binge drinking is, and also that we lack prevention and intervention resources specifically for alcohol-related domestic violence.
Yeah, during our assessment period, I was sharing what binge drinking was to my friend, and his response was literally awkward silence. So part of that is really getting to see that we really don't know what high risk and low risk drinking is between our communities.
Right. And that's why as we're moving forward, educating our communities on what we're doing is going to be so important. So we were able in the month of October to do a speaking tour in Petersburg where we did do a radio interview, and we were able to speak to the city council as well as to law enforcement. And so moving forward here in Wrangell, we embarked on our speaking tour. Very recently, we've already talked to the Wrangell Cooperative Association, to the Healthy Wrangell Group, and we're going to move on to the Borough Assembly and the school board, and of course, our interview here today.
What things do you think you can see us doing in the future?
Well, currently we're working on identifying strategies to address these consequences in our communities. And so we are, based on the information we received, we had our first face-to-face super coalition meeting where the Petersburg half of our team came over to Wrangell, and we spent a day all together brainstorming where we want to go from here. Now we're compiling all of that information to develop strategies specific to our communities. So that's what's really neat about this strategic prevention framework, is that we take information that we've gathered from individuals in our communities and we turn it into a plan to address very community-specific issues with very community-specific interventions.
And it was really interesting because Wrangell and Petersburg are always compared with each other, that we're very similar in demographics. And when we were doing this process, I was really surprised to see how similar we are in this area.
Right. And so what that's allowing us to do is to develop one strategy that we're going to be able to implement in both of our communities. So today, obviously, our Petersburg staff is over here in Wrangell. We're going to spend the whole day writing up our strategy plan that we will present to the state, hopefully get it approved, and then move on to implementing strategies and potentially another speaking tour where we'll be hitting up Mike again to allow us to talk on the radio about what we're doing next.
Well, very good. We really appreciate you coming in and sharing your hard work, and continue to do good work. And we will be speaking to you in the future, I guess.
Excellent. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.